Blog Talk Radio.
Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the thing that Lord, tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, yeah, nah, 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 nah. Just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know the same that Lord. Now, it didn't come easy, but I'm so glad that I learned to trust him. Precious Jesus, Savior, friend, and I know that thou art with me and will be until the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I Matthew 11. I must preach. Matthew 11, 2 and 3. If you have it, please let me. You know, I'll get caught up. I'm nothing but a praise leader anyway. Oh, for grace to trust him more. Somebody say, Matthew 11. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him. Donnie, help me, Donnie, quick. You Come on.
Come on. my church up. One of these sanctified days shall find, I'm gonna find rest.
We are the
river. Oh yes, I'm gonna find rest. Say it.
Be
decree it, declare it in the name of Jesus. From all your toil and all your hard work, I'm gonna find rest. Whoa, oh yeah.
Love
it. Wave your sorrow goodbye and say rest.
Be
every time you sing that song, you usually think about a funeral. Most of you, you've got that on your mind right now. You probably heard it at the last funeral you went to. Somebody you loved died. You wish you could have told them just one more time. I think of people releasing their loved ones. It's sorrow, but it's a sweet sorrow, because we know there's rest. The Bible says, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, for henceforth now and forevermore they rest from their labor, but their works follow them. They rest from their toil. They rest from their sweat, but their works follow them. In other words, whatever they were working on follows them into the presence of God. And they go into that great cloud of witnesses. Hand us the baton. And I think they do something on the other side for us on this earth that they couldn't have done for us while they were here. Can't you see a mother rocking her little baby, almost lifeless body? The doctor said, she's really brain dead. There's nothing we can do. And the mama said, can I just hold her one more time, please, before you take her? Tears are burning down her cheeks. And her only consolation is to know that that baby who has laboriously breathed and struggled for her last breath, now is finding rest beyond the river. I don't know how I could face death without knowing there's rest beyond the river. I've had the fascinating experience, however sorrowful, to be in the hospital at the bedside and watch loved ones pass away or members of my congregation. I've been called there just in time to see them laying there with their eyes as if they were looking out the window at, right through me, or sometimes at the foot of the bed. It's almost as if they were seeing Jesus, or maybe some loved one that had gone on ahead. Maybe the life support systems were still sounding and the little tiny beep of a heart going. Then after a while it flatlined and they found rest just beyond the river. A little tear trickles down that face. And you want to say, goodbye, mama. Goodbye, daddy. I love you. But they're not looking at you. They won't even change their eyes. It's as if their focus has put them already in the presence of the Lord. And you just have to give your hands up and say, Lord, rest. Oh, hallelujah. Beyond that river. Come on, sing it. Goodbye, mama. Goodbye, dad. Goodbye, little boy. Goodbye, little son of mine. Bye, rest. Oh, hallelujah. You're serving for 20 years, 40 years, 50 years. And oh, I'm gonna find rest beyond the river. Come on, love it, love it, love it, love it, everybody. Turn to somebody and say, I thank God for the rest that remaineth for the people of God. You may be seated.
My, 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 my. Moreover, you really thinking about the morning. You wake up. You know we often say it. I'm going to say it again. Sometimes we give a lot of credit for being over here. We just thank God. And thank God. And we know it. Sometimes we think that death is a bad thing because we understand we've been taught or we've been shown and said like it's really that's the end. And I just thought about them two songs, just to see Jesus. just to see Jesus. Once you understand, when we get on the other side, it's not a period there. Man's going to live forever, eternal. When I say man, I mean man and woman. You might be doing what you're doing right now, but it's going to come a time that you and I will have to lay down this old body. Sometimes it might come when you least expect it. It might come when you least expect it, when you know, when you really know where your destiny is. You know, because we're living in a time that some people don't even know. They're living their life and don't know if they go today, will there be confidence they'll be with the Father. I want to tell you, there's going to be a time and God gonna give you that opportunity. You're gonna hear it too. You're gonna hear it like it's just fresh. You might got all your things lined out. You might got a proposal of your life 10 years, 20 years down the line. One day God's gonna come to you. And he's gonna ask you in some ways and show you somebody gonna come to you. You're gonna be very surprised how he comes. Just like he came when he came to Israel. And when he came into the scene, they were looking for a Messiah. They didn't know he was going to come like he did. And they still yet deny him. Don't deny the law of the year. Don't deny him, because you don't know what day and hour. Know what day and hour that he might give. He might give you 100 years. He might give you 90 years. We don't know. But whatever the time God give you, make sure you make it your business to know him. Know him for yourself. We can talk. Yes, we can. Been guilty of saying we long-winded. We can talk. But one day, if God's going to want to hear from you, he's going to give you the opportunity. You're going to be surprised. Probably already gave you the opportunity. And then what I love about God, the scriptures don't say it like this, my brothers and sisters, but a saved soul should save a soul. But I'm not Jesus. You should be fruitful once you have the Lord in your heart. You should tell somebody about Jesus along the way. It shouldn't be it shouldn't be a day go by that you mention his name. If you can go a whole day, I'll help me on this by mentioning his name. I ain't talking about you got money in your pocket, you have all of the standards, and you can drive any automobile. I'm talking about sometime in your worst time. You can say, Father, I thank you for the tribulation. Because I know the cross I bear, you buried it, Father, I even call it. So I say this morning, thank you, Lord. You know, thank you, Father God. The season's going to come up. A lot of folks, you know, everybody got their own opinion, they say. So that opinion's going to go out one day, my brothers and sisters, with this upcoming season coming up. They got one they call Halloween. You know, we got one, we say Thanksgiving, and they got one to turn Christmas. I'm glad we say our Thanksgiving every day. I'm glad we thank God every day we had done it. Because we learned on yesterday that a lot of folks, if you don't read the scripture right, you'll be stuck. You'll be stuck. There is a spiritual level that when God visited Moses, there was a spiritual level. When Jesus walked this earth and he told Philip what he said, when he said, have I been so long with you? You know, there's a spiritual level. When God's going to come in your presence and you ain't going to be able to say no. You know why? Because when he comes, if he's in your heart, my brothers and sisters, you're going to do what? Either a lot of people think they're going to, like you hear a lot, they be hollering and everything. You'll be surprised. Why the people praise God like they do, if you know their story. What God had brought them through, how God had lifted them up, some burdens off of them, and then it's called singing. Singing causes you to look at God not in the way of it, like it's a song, a love song, but look in the way that I could have been dead in my sin. Once you know that and get to the reality, man, it causes you to praise him more and more and more. So I want to say this morning. Thank God for the Holy Spirit. Thank him for what he did I said yesterday that we're going to try to back up and grab something. I want to back up the verse 9 of Exodus 24 and finish all the way to 18, because there are some things that I believe in my heart. God is getting the people ready for his coming. We got to always constantly remind each other and knowing it's in Scripture that we need to know that there is a place, a spiritual place, that God can come in if you allow him to come in your life. Now watch this here. Watch this here. Reverend, you still there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning. Good morning, man. I'm just meditating over that song you played and thanking God for an opportunity that we can sit down and read it in his word and really think about and be reminded of that this life is not it. We're only pilgrims passing through. And thank I'm always thankful to God when we can be reminded that there is a place after what we call transition and after what we call death. And I just want to thank God for what we're about to receive in advance. I want to thank him for what we're about to receive and how he's going to bless us in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humble manner we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Father God, for your sweet spirit that already in the place, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the music, not just in the instrument level. We thank you for the words, Lord, of that music, Lord. And we thank you for how the song has went before, Lord. We believe, Father God, that we just can't put away these songs at the cross, Lord. We can't put away these songs that when we were younger, Father God, you gave to the church, Lord, and we thank you for them.
Yes.
As we play them and listen to them, Lord, they still minister, Lord. They still some
thank
strength
you,
there. There was a time that people really worship you, Lord, from the heart, Lord. And we thank you for it, Lord. Lord, we thank you. It's not an outward of praise. It's not an outward worship. It's an inside worship, Lord. And we ask you to forgive us for our sins, Lord, known and unknown.
Yes.
Lord, we go to the ministry today, Lord. We ask you that as we decrease for you to increase, Lord. Lord, speak, Lord. Speak a word, Lord, that will touch someone's heart, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your Holy Spirit, Lord, that is already resonating at this time, Lord. We know, Father God, when praises go up, blessings come down. So we want to thank you in advance what you're going to do in our life, Lord. Thank you in advance for the things you're about to transform. And we thank you for the things you already done, knowing it was you, Lord, who made a way, Lord. So we love you, Lord. We honor you, Lord, and lift you up, Lord. And, Lord, we often say this, Lord, if there's anything in our life, Lord, that causes us to not walk your way, Lord, help us, Lord, that we can walk your way.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for everything that you already done in the prayer. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. The book of Exodus.
Amen.
Again, the book of Exodus. So why are you doing this? The book of Exodus. I want to re-grab this and go. We're going to go all the way from 9 to 18. Look how it says, then went up Moses and Aaron, Nadab, and Ahab, seven of the elders of Israel, and they saw the God of Israel. I mean, you know, I'm going to always say this here. I've loved the teaching, you know, and I know the scriptures that we're going to look at again, John 1 and 18, but let me tell you something. The book says they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet. And this is what's so good. This is what's so good about it. Because, you know, it wasn't the other little God they made. Right? He said there was something under his feet. Look at this. It was paid a work of sacrifice. And then he said, and as it was, the body of heaven is clearness. I like that part. The heaven in its clearness. That had to be, you know how somebody said that, I know a lot of folks been told nobody has never seen God. No scripture says something. I'm going to show you what the scripture means to me, you know, in my interpretation. I'm reading right now, God visited them, not in this, we would say today, like they did Hollywood make it like, and dress them up and make them like a certain people, a certain color. No man, trust me, can put a pen and draw God. You know what I'm talking about? But these guys got to see God because it was a different, it was a different aura about it. You know, and it's explaining what he was walking on. The works of, with the stones he was walking, and it said the body of, it, of that, it's just like heaven. It was so clear. You know what I'm saying? And then look what it says, up on the nobles of the children of Israel, he laid not his hand. Also, they saw God. They saw God. They saw God and did eat and drink. Yep, you know the Spirit. And the Lord said unto Moses, come up to me into the mountain. Here you go. And be there, and I will give thee table of stone and the law and the commandments which I have written, that thou mayest teach them, teach them. He said, and I'm looking at this, and we always look at how God gave Moses what? The Ten Commandments. He gave them what Jesus didn't change it. You know, he said, I came to what, Reverend? To fulfill the law and the prophets and what they had said. He didn't change nothing. And when he came and he fulfilled it, what he did, Reverend? What he did? It's still the same thing. Right there, he said, love me with all of my might and all thy heart and all thy strength. He said, love thy neighbor as thyself. These are the two greatest of all the other commandments he ever gave. But let me tell you something. He didn't take away thou should not steal. He didn't take it away. He didn't take away thou should not cover a man's ox, his home, his wife. He didn't take that out. It's still there. He said, thou should not steal. That's still there. It's still there, but. But watch this, Reverend. Moses had that tablet, and he presented it to the people. It had been written. Now, look what God did. He told Moses to rise, rose up, and he and ministered Joshua. And Moses went into the mountain of God, the mountain of God. And he said unto the elders, tarry ye here for us until we come again. I'm going to go somewhere, y'all. Until we come again unto you, and behold, Aaron and her are with you. And if any man has any matter to do, let him come unto him. And he left some, because he knows it's going to be some people, you know what I'm talking about, going to probably need some what spiritual things and guidance, you know. He's going to be somebody there probably needs. He don't know how long he might be gone, but you got some help here. You know what I'm talking about? It should never that we come over here, someone can't never to pick up the mount on takeoff. But it should always be somebody here to be able to carry on the ministry that God has put us in. Now, I know sometimes, you know, you hear me more than you hear a lot of folks, but y'all keep praying. One day God's going to have somebody to come in. And might not heal Eric no more. You know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, as long as you have me here, I'm going to try to speak. But Moses had left. And what else? He said, I need two people with you. And they can help you, Aaron and her. They can help you for any matter you need. But he had to do something for them, right? He had to do something because God was doing something with him. And Moses went into the mountain. That's what I love about the scripture. And what? Clouds covered the mountain. Here we go. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the clouds covered it 6 days. Help me, Holy Spirit. And 7 days he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. I know him right about it. See, now Moses have gotten to deduce, when you see that Lord in all large caps, he is now in the presence of Jehovah. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
He has got in the presence of Jehovah, Yahweh. Now, what you're trying to say, see, if you keep reading and keep going on, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, they seen God as the Almighty God. They seen that. But they have known not Jehovah. And God had, Moses got a spirit of that. Because he had a task he's going to have to do. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And doing that, look how long he was with him. See, some of us don't want to spend no time with God. Some of us want to spend time with God when it's how we do it, Reverend, when it's convenient with us, when it's so convenient, you know what I'm talking about? If it ain't convenient, we ain't doing it. Now you're talking about people. No, it's the truth. The only time sometimes someone puts me up when he says I work for him. But I'm going to tell you that's not no problem either. But when you get some, if you say he's your Lord, he's Lord over you, you should have some kind of time with him, some kind of devotion with him, and learn about him and apply him to your life. Watch this here. Now, when I can imagine them 6 days in a cloud that came down on Moses, this ain't never happened before. This haven't happened. It has never happened before. Hey, that's why I say if you're a pastor, if you're a leader of something in God's ministry, God's ministry, you know what I said now? If you're a leader in that, he's going to give you something to lead the people. But he has to give you something. Oh, hear me, host. He has to work on that thing. He has to work on that person when they stand. And when they stand and preach and teach the uncompromising gospel, that people won't see them, they see God. You know, I see it a lot of times. I remember one time that I heard a man, and joking, I heard a man, he had a gimmick. He was doing some kind of gimmick. He had a man dressed with diapers, and he had a big old plastic behind his mouth. And he was giving an analogy on how the sun raised up. He gave a big box of cereal. And he got through all that plot, right? And then he started turning around, and he started telling the people. Somewhere down the line, Rev, he said, he's still the king. Everything he said prior to that, his teaching, how you get, because people learn more about this because they get visual things. So he called himself getting some of the visual, see the lesson. But what he started saying, he's still the king. He kept saying it, Rev. And remember what happened? Tears started coming down his face. Sometimes you could be so simple. You could be so simple. We try to think so hard to bring something to the people, right? But it's still good to tell somebody Jesus is still the king. It was time they didn't believe he was the king. And brother, when he kept saying that, my sister and brother, tears just covered his face. He went through a whole different land. I said, this is what I'm talking about. Now you can feel God's presence. Now you're preaching, Doc. Now you can introduce Jesus. Someone told me something when I first started preaching. The old Isidore Evelyn. Right? He told me, Reverend. He stood up there, we were in the pool, and he turned around. He said, young man, he said, when you're preaching, this way, this brother here, he ain't a hundred. Y'all be rearranged right now, Reverend. Say, Reverend, he said, when you bring Jesus in, when you allow Jesus to come in your lesson, whatever you're doing for him, he said, then sit down. So I didn't know what he was saying. Reverend, one day I was preaching one day. And if you don't watch it, you'll find people, when they're preaching or teaching, they'll start babbling. Help me, Holy Spirit. They'll start reaching, trying to find something to say. You know what I'm talking about? But when you feel the Spirit of God and God had came in and blessed the people, he said, sit down. He said, don't keep on trying to force it on. Keep on bringing it on. He said, sit down. You know what I'm talking about? Now you have brought Jesus in. Now it's up to them to make a choice. He said, you can't make them, Reverend. You can't make nobody come to Christ. You can't make nobody come in. You have to let the Spirit of God convict them, their heart. And now Moses had to get to a place, Doc. So when the cloud was there 6 days with him, and Moses got there to be able to talk with the Lord, the Bible said it now, to 7 or 8 days. That's what it said, right? And he called upon him. And Moses was in the midst of that cloud. I don't want to run by the truth there because there's got to be some time that you have some kind of relationship with God. And when you conversing with him, you ought to feel his presence. You ought to feel his presence. You ought to feel the presence of God when you're in the midst. Every time I get in the word, every time I speak the word, I feel his presence. Even when I'm doing right now, I feel his presence because I do know that I cannot operate without him. I don't want to lose my intellect. I don't want to use, as they call it, philosophizing. I want to use the word of God and let the word of God convict you. It's up to you to accept it. Now, watch this here. Moses was there, and he said, in the sight of the glory. Now, something happened with him in verse 17. In the sight of the glory of the Lord was what? like a divine fire. He said, on the top of the mountain, in the eyes of the children of Israel, help me, Holy Spirit. Brother, sister, he didn't get exposed to something. Some of us, we said we want to see Jesus. But let me tell you something, brothers and sisters, when he come in, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When he truly come in, everybody don't be hollering, thank you, Jesus.
Right.
Sometimes we say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy on me. I thank God for
that. Sir.
I thank him for the Holy Spirit.
Sir.
I thank him for what he can do and what he has done. Because when he came in, the transition of that spirit changed, brother. The glory of the Lord came. God came. And there was so much like fire was on top of that mountain. I don't know how you've been in the spirit of God. You hear a lot of people say it's like tingling on your head. You feel your flesh and your skin. You get a warm sensation all over you. Brother and sister, that's true. That's true. I've been in the spirit a lot of times. Let me tell you something. That is true. I'm feeling them right now. You could encounter with God. He would come in and come at you. You know what I'm talking about? And he had the prayer of Moses like this. And look what the book said. Let me make sure I tie this up. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a divine fire. He said, on the top of the mountain in the eyes of the children of Israel, and Moses went into the midst of the cloud. In the mountain. And Moses was, what did he say? And Moses was in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. Brother, that's why I always say, if you can get somewhere with somebody raising God and you can get in that atmosphere, you know, and you get in there and you can walk yourself in the presence of the Lord. And that's what Moses did. He walked into the presence of the Lord. He didn't go there for one day, Rev. Yeah, he didn't go there for the day. He went there 40 days and 40 nights. He was in the presence of God, preparing him for a mission. He had an assignment, and God was taking him somewhere. So I believe, now, I might be wrong. Ask your pastor. Ask whoever your spiritual leader you believe in might. You want to ask this question. I believe every leader should have a special encounter with God. I believe that, man. I believe if a person leading God's people should have a special encounter with God, not just because you went to school, my brothers and sisters. Some people can touch this phone and they can have degrees, right? They got degrees, and they get out there with their degree and find out that's all they got is some information. Experiencing is going to help them get along this thing, right? Sometimes they look at it, well, you got the degree, but you don't have the experience. See, then when you get both of them, you can experience them. Once you're in God and you experience him in his love, all of the Holy Spirit, it calls you to look at this matter different now. It calls you to look at it so differently that you look at that I have been in the presence of God. That's Moses. He had been in the presence of God and been in the presence of God. It was different, brother. It was so different because he was doing that, the children of Israel, we just keep on want to read about the whole story. The children of Israel did what? Well, they start tripping. they asked Aaron to do something for them. And let me tell you something. I want to tell you that he got to see God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. On a different level. On a totally different level. And then I'm talking about if you've been around the Word, and you've been around ministry, if you've been deep in the Word, he will visit you, but he does it on the order that we serve him. So you can serve God as much as you want, brother. You can serve him much as you want, my brothers and sisters. He's not going to force himself on you. You can just do it like we do. Some people tip God. You know, I ain't talking about no finance thing. I'm talking about they tip him. Well, I tip in, I tip out, you know. But it's the case that when you get a God in you, man, all you want is just him. I'll help the Holy Spirit. This life, what we try to do every day, man, it's so good, man, that you can carry this thing all day long, and it helps you. Even when you want to do something evil, something will come over to you because it was something might be said, or maybe it was a prayer that you heard. But Moses was in this presence. Don't you want to be in that presence this morning with the Lord? Don't you want the Lord to cover you this morning with his presence? God can cover you with his presence. But let me tell you something. to see God face to face, the body that we need, we have to come out of that. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And I know only God can take man in and out the body. But when he does it, let me tell you something. I can just only speak with on what I've ever seen. Every time I've seen him, every time I've seen the Lord in my dream, it was always something different because of the ministry I was under. It was always showing me some things to confirm the ministry I was under. And it helped me in my walk. It turned my life around and made me a better man. So I'm telling you today, try the Lord while he can be found. Look at him and serve the Lord because he wants us to serve him because he is an awesome God. And I thank y'all for the word for the day. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I ask God to keep you and hold you is my prayer. Don't you want to see God face to face? Get to know the man. Accept the man as your Lord, your life. Accept him. Reverend, that's all I have.
Beautiful. Beautiful. I thank the Lord for that. Man, God is all right, man. It was on my heart to read that this morning, and he came right along with it. I just want to thank God for how he blessed me. I never want to take God for granted, but whichever way he blesses, and surely when you get confirmation, that's a blessing. You feel that spirit of one accord, you know, that's a blessing. I just want to thank God for unity and iron sharpened iron. Thank you, Jesus. We're truly blessed. We're truly blessed today, this morning. Never take it for granted, man, and think and listen to what God is doing. Listen, because he speaks, but are we listening? He's speaking. Are we listening to God? And I just want to thank him for speaking and blessing me to have a receptive spirit of his word. Truly, truly, it is a blessing. I love this, and things just stuck out to me. You know, Moses, he went on up, but it was told, you know, the people, they couldn't go with him. They had to stay back. And how are we respecting the man of God? You know, do we just throw him around like he's a toy? we respecting. You know, you can give yourself a curse or you can give yourself a blessing. Hallelujah. Because if you don't watch it, you do his representative that way, and then you'll find yourself doing God that way. Oh, hallelujah. But it's the same as, you know, our parents taught us, raised us to be respectful of our elders, and that will take you a long way in life. Because it will transition over to you respecting God and his elders, his representatives. So we thank God today. Beautiful lesson, real. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Beautiful today. It made me think about I've learned how to live holy. Yeah, I learned how to live right. Praise the Lord. We at the point of our service, someone want to push the one button, we hear. Someone need prayer, we hear. Someone want to say thank you for this word, this lesson, we hear. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. I see you, Brother B.
Amen, amen. Good morning, my brother. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Another blessed one. Another blessed one. Another blessed one. You know, real God is so good to us. I cut out last night. I've never been a person that could get a lot of sleep. I think I got too much sleep last night. I cut out in this old truck, and I felt myself weaving. And like I was out of control, but the Lord took control. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You ought to just tell God thank you anyhow. I'm not going to even hold you long this morning. I just had to tell somebody about the goodness of my daddy. Yeah, I mean, I felt myself going, and like I couldn't bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord got the wheel. And reminded me of a story I heard a young lady say one time before, said she was about to hit a wall, and a man dressed in white grabbed the wheel. She said, well, where did everybody come? He said, oh, yeah, I met Jesus. I just want to tell somebody. I had talked to my sister-in-law by way of text. I was hoping she would call in this morning. I want to ask you all to continue to pray my strength as well as my family. As I pray for you all, continue to pray for my brother-in-law. I spoke to him. Bring up, if you hold on a second, she's calling right now. I'll bring him in.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, God.
Hello?
Blessing.
Okay, I'm back. I was stating that I had spoken to my sister-in-law by way of text. That was Big Head 7. I told her, my brothers and I, we praying for my brother. And I asked her, could she call in? And she just called in. So I got on the line with me now. And I want to ask you all that. And Rebbe, as you continue to pray for me and my other one, I whisper a special prayer for my brother-in-law, Brother Ed. We just dumb enough to believe that God is just able. That's just the dumbness in us. We just dumb enough to believe that. And you know, we dumb enough to accept what God do, but yet dumb enough to believe that he can. So as you pray this morning, I want to ask you to continue to whisper a special prayer for my brother-in-law that to continue to touch his body.
Yes, Lord.
And then let him know that I am God. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
My sister-in-law is on with me. My big head sister. I can't call her sister-in-law. I call her sis. Her name is Rosie. I love that old big head girl. I got her on this morning. So as you pray, just whisper a prayer for my brother.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Yes, praise the Lord. We got one prayer question. Would there be another? As we get ready to go to God in prayer. Thank you, man. Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let me go to God in prayer.
Did you remember what your phone on music is?
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me pray. Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you, Father, for your goodness. Thanking you, Lord, for your mercy. Father, we're so thankful that you allowed us this open line of communication that we may come, Father, and have a conversation with you, Father. We count it as a privilege, even a blessing, to come unto you humbly before your throne, Father. Thanking you, Lord, for this day. Hallelujah. Thank you for this hour, for this moment. We looked upon this day, Father. We've never seen this day before, Father God. And you allowed us to experience this day, Father, that we may, oh, Lord, draw more closer unto you. Hallelujah. Thanking you, Father, for an opportunity. Hallelujah. That you entrusted prayers unto us, Father God, that we would have the faith, knowing, hallelujah, that you, oh, hallelujah, that we can look unto you for strength, for guidance, for knowledge, for wisdom, for understanding, for redemption. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We ask that you look upon the special needs of the people, Father God, one that we know of, it was requested. Hallelujah, brother. Ed, Father, hallelujah, touch his body. We ask that you touch his body, but more than that, touch his spirit. Hallelujah. His soul, Father God, and hallelujah, forgive his sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, and forgive our sin, the things that we know of and the things we know not of, Father God. But, oh, hallelujah, thank you. Look upon our special needs. Look upon his special needs, Father God, the things that he needs, Father God, what we need most of all, more than healing, Father God, of our body. We need healing of our spirit and redemption. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your blood that covers. Hallelujah. That washes. Thank you, Father, that redeems us, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
You for your
That's
presence.
Right.
Thank you, Father God, for the things that you've given
yes.
us. The things that you've given us, and one of the best things that you could ever give us is that we would call upon your name, Father God. That's an opportunity, that's a blessing,
right.
that's an ability that you've given unto us, Father, that we can
yes.
ask, hallelujah, in the name of
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah. So we're asking in the name, hallelujah, that
Let
is above every
it.
Name, in the name that
yes.
every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. Father,
yes.
who are bowing right now, we confess
right.
that you are Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We accept what you've done for us, Father God. Now we ask him, Father, not by our might, hallelujah, but by your spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Move up on, Father God, your people. Hallelujah. Have your way, Father God, whatever your will is, Father God. We accept your will and your way, Father God, but our desire is healing, Father God. But Father God, you know us best. So, Father God, we ask that you have thine own way. Oh, hallelujah. Bless our hearts, Father, that we may love better. Oh, Father God, bless our feet that we may walk the way that you would to walk, Father God. Bless us, Father. We'll be ever mindful to bless your back. Thank you for this service this day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, for what you've given us is your precious Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father God. Continue to let it rule, rest, and abide within our hearts. Let us direct us in the right path, the path that we should take, Father God, and renew our hearts in you, Father God, that we may be set on fire and run for you. Hallelujah. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for all that you've given us. We pray, Father God, this broadcast has been pleasing in thy sight. Thank you. Hallelujah for the message, the messenger, the callers, the prayer requests. We thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We call upon you because we know that you're able. Hallelujah. We call upon
yes,
you.
Yes,
we
yes,
know
yes.
that you were here, Father.
That's
God.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. We call
yes.
upon you because we have faith. We hope and believe yes. and trust in
yes.
you and in your time, Father God. You
yes.
will set things in order in your time. You will heal,
Absolutely.
Father God, in your time. You will deliver. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Us to be encouraged within our hearts, knowing, hallelujah, that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So, Lord, we love you. So we rejoice in right now.
Yes.
We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
For
right now.
For
right
thank
now.
You, Lord, for victory
right
that I see. Thank you, Lord,
yes.
for healing that I see.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, God, thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank
right
you for
now.
What you have already
right
done.
Now.
We feel it, and we claim the victory
yes.
in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless every heart, Father God. Bless everyone
yes.
that desires to do your will. Bless those that are trying to
your
make a decision to do thy will. Hallelujah. Bless, Father God, those that still trying to decide to make Jesus their choice. Hallelujah. Let them know he's the way, the truth, the light, and no one can come to the Father but by him. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, in advance. I feel your Holy Spirit, and I thank you for victory. In the name of
Jesus,
thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, this day, in our daily bread that you've given unto us. In the mighty name
yes.
of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, taste and see. Hallelujah. That the Lord is good.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I see victory.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Victory in
his
name. Victory in his name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank
yes.
you, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Baby,
thank
we
you,
pray
Jesus.
Over here.
Mm-hmm.
We hear every morning. See, it's at 8. At 8 o'clock, we're here. And if you can, just call in. We're going to keep him in prayer. We're going to keep him lifted up in prayer here. This is my brother out of Texas, Brother Henry. I have another brother on here, Brother Eric. He's giving the word this morning. He's at work. We got an auntie on here. Hey, Martha on this show was giving us some nuggets. But we just, like I said earlier, we just don't know to be that God will.
Yes, Lord.
We're willing to accept his decision, but
yes.
we don't know to believe that God will.
Yes.
Rest you just, you keep your hand in God's hand, and we're going to keep praying for you.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. I'm gonna text you the number. So if you feel that you can and you have some time, you can call in and just listen to us in the morning.
Okay.
If you want to speak, you hit the one button and it'll open your phone mic for you.
Okay.
We have a gospel service called God's Plan. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right, T. Right. Maybe you go and meet that.
All right,
thank
you.
I'll call you later.
All right.
All right. We love you. Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Praise
Lord
the Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God said the same. We'll be back on tomorrow. Praise the Lord. But we ask that you keep us in prayer and keep praying and keep trusting, keep hoping and depending upon God, him to make a way. Hallelujah. Out of no way. He's just that kind of God. He can make a way out of no way. When the things seem dark and dim, hallelujah. When you just don't know, trust him.
When you can look out of nothing and speak something and say, let that be, and it is, he's just that kind of God.
Tell
God, thank you. Thank you.
If you tell him, thank you, hallelujah. He'll strengthen you in the midst of your trial and your tribulation. Tell him thank you. Start thanking him for your trial. Because he felt like that you could bear it. You know, you might say, woe is me or why me? But why not me? Why not? Must Jesus bear the cross alone and all the world go free? But see, there's a cross for each and every one of us. Hallelujah. And when you bear that cross, you're telling them, Lord, I love you. Lord, I trust you. And Lord, when you see fit, Lord, you lift it. Because he knows just how long to leave us in. He knows just how long to, what it would take to strengthen us. What it would take for us to have more faith, more belief. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. But one thing about the dark day, it helps us appreciate when the light shines. Hallelujah. It helps us appreciate God's strength come shining through in his Son, Jesus Christ, and in Holy Spirit that comforts you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we thank God today. Continue to pray and pray for the broadcast. Hallelujah. That God will continue to be in attendance with us. Hallelujah. That he would continue to make a way. That he would continue to speak to us. That he would continue to, hallelujah, lead us in the way he would have us to go. Hallelujah. So his Holy Spirit will continue to be manifest. And continue to bless the hearts that someone wants to know, what must I do to be saved, or what must I do to have a closer walk with him, or how can I love him better and love my brother fellow brother better.
I get closer.
How can I let his love, be so bountiful that my heart would do the things it needs to do, that my feet will step the places they need to step, that I can have compassion, that those that are weak, I can bear their infirmities and help them become strong. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. God keep you is our prayer. Hallelujah. We'll play a song for you, and we'll see you in the morning. God bless you. Hallelujah.
I've learned how to live holy. I've learned how
Water when I'm thirsty, joy and sorrow, hope for tomorrow.